going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 104.1 FM. Gorgeous day out there. Happy Friday. Our buddy George Mayhew is here from St. Louis Magazine. We encourage you to go to St. Louis Magazine website and to vote for us for the talk radio show of the year. We're certainly voting. George, I hope you're voting for us.
Yeah, I just don't follow that stuff. I mean, I shouldn't because I
Not
can't
in your
influence
purview.
It. No, and I didn't even know. Congratulations.
Thank
but
you.
I literally didn't even know. And I guess I could vote, but but that said, folks can vote, I think, once a day.
Yeah, once a day.
Mm-hmm. So please do vote for Dave.
Yeah.
And Pedro.
What what do you got on your mind today?
So if you remember, 2 weeks ago today, I was on my way downtown here mm-hmm. to do the show, mm-hmm. and the tornado had just come through, but you know, 15 minutes later, the sun was out, and I go, remember, Rachel, I said, I think I can make it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think this is going to be, I think I can get downtown. So I jump on the scooter thinking, well, that's a little more nimble, and if I, you know, encounter anything, and there were some downed limbs and a downed tree or two on our street, but I thought that was it. I had no idea that what had happened. And I get on the scooter, and I hear sirens everywhere. I go, well, something's up. And I get halfway down. I get to the Forest Park Parkway and Skinker, and it's a dead stop. And I thought, well, I'll just drive the scooter on the sidewalk up to Lindell, just south to Lindell. I'll just go down Lindell.
Yeah.
Well, that was...
Yeah.
Lindell was obviously a mess. So I go into the park. I go, I'll just take one of those paths. I'll take the... You know, the walking path or the bike path, and each one of those was successively
worse.
And then I end up on the golf cart path. It ends up being blocked, and I'm literally riding the scooter on the fairway just to get east so that I can get. And at this point, Rachel, I think I called you. I said I can't make it, but I've seen something I've never seen before. I've never been in the wake of a tornado, and I was taking pictures and sending you guys pictures. And what I didn't realize was I was I shot some video as well. Did I send you that, Rachel? I think
yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
So I sent all this to the St. Louis Magazine web team, and they put it up right away. And it was one of the first kind of feet on the street. You know, it was one of the first guys to chime in. And there was a video that went out, and it was just this incredible video, and people were congratulating me on this video that I shot from my scooter, and it went viral. It went, I think, 250,000 hits.
Wow.
And they told me about this at the editorial meeting 3 days later. They said, George, that was like the best scooter video. That was just so cool that you were there to do that. I said, I've got a confession to make. I didn't even know I was shooting video at the time. I could see it. You could see George and the, you know, and I had both hands on the handlebars.
Happy accident.
How did I do it? Well, I saw in the mirror that my phone was in my shirt pocket and the three lenses were above.
And filming.
And that's how it was working.
That's really something.
Isn't that wild? And a minute and 11's worth. And that's so I admitted it to the editorial team and they got a big kick out of it. And I said, oh, the heck with it. I'll just tell
them. What was it like just being a guy in that situation?
It was shocking. It was you know, very, very surreal. And I ended up proceeding east and heading over into the, because I could see where it was going. I said, I'm just going to follow this. And oh my gosh, it was crazy. I went over to the Del Mar Maker District, which is where all these new restaurants are. And it was, as I thought, it was, you know, pretty trashed. And
that had to hurt your heart.
It was
seeing people who, you know, their business.
It was really, really sad. And I saw Danny Eichenhorst, who is an investor in Steve's Hot Dogs and Fountain on Locust. You know, she's got places down there, and she's walking down, you know, Del Mar, and there's nobody but us. And I looked at her and I just pull up, and it was a very surreal moment. I said, do you want a ride? She goes, yeah, I'm on my way down to Esca to see how Ben Perembis is doing. And we get down there and there's this big window blown out, and we peer through this blown out window, and Ben's just sitting there with this shell-shocked look on his face amongst all this broken glass, just with his arms folded, just shaking his head. And I didn't know what to say. I didn't know there'd been a... I didn't even know this. I was on my way downtown, and what do you say? I had nothing to say, but...
Whew. That's something else.
It was.
Man, that is an experience.
And in the wake of it, you know, it's a lot of that, a lot of damage was, you know, windows can be replaced. And
so
things.
It must have really hit you again when you finally realized what had happened, like, to North City 5 miles away.
I thought I'd seen the worst of it by far. All these, you know, however many 3,000-4,000 trees down in Forest Park, and I saw some homes damaged in the Central West End, kind of working my way north, and I never made it up 2 or 3 blocks north of those restaurants on Del Mar to see the destruction. But oh, it's
Have you talked to Ben or any of your restaurants?
Yeah,
or
and he
friends?
Said, you know, if I can get gas and electric, that's the big thing. He goes, I can probably have my places up in a couple of weeks. But yeah. A lot of people aren't that fortunate. No. There's one woman there she lost all her windows, and she said, yeah, the windows I can replace, but she goes, you know, the back half of my building is gone. That's a bit more of a problem. So,
and it's one of those things, not unlike the wildfires, that even if you've done everything right and you're fully insured and you're going to have your claim paid off, you're still many times months away from being able to get someone in there to do the work.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, just the cleanup work, it's not like these guys just come in with these front loaders and start, you know, pulling stuff and filling dumpsters. No, Susie was down there doing this. She said, we're going through the rubble because you save the bricks. The whole bricks go here. The half bricks go here. And the rest of it you throw over there for the guys with the front loaders to come along. That has to be done all, you know, this is for all those blocks. You just can't just like shovel it all away and forget about it.
I was talking to a friend of mine who has lots of family in North County and said that she doesn't quite understand it, but the St. Louis bricks are special. And everyone wants the St. Louis bricks.
I mean, the palletized bricks, old bricks, they need them to, you know, to do infill and to match old bricks that are already there. People doing, you know, house extensions or whatever. But it's just, it's going to be something for a long time. But I just can't believe the resiliency of these restaurant people. This Danny Eichenhorst, who I was mentioning, she did a GoFundMe. And she said, you know what, I took my level, you know, whatever the goal level was, and reduced it. She goes, I think I'm okay. I think we're okay. What I want everybody to do is support this guy's GoFundMe and this guy and all these restaurants that need. It shouldn't need to do that. Yeah. And it's just shocking what people are doing. I heard from my friend Steve Gontram out at Five Star Burgers in Clayton. He took one day's, Memorial Day sales the whole day, not just profits, and dedicated that to tornado relief.
Good man.
And he had the best day he's ever had, ever, and he gave it all away. So, I mean, there's stories like this all over the place, but that's, you know, you hear about how wonderful the St. Louis restaurant community is. Everybody stepped up.
That's wonderful. You know,
I shoot scooter pictures, but
without knowing,
accidentally,
by accident. So
that was some pretty good footage for being on accident.
Well, it's
that's
so
crazy.
Funny because everybody was. I said, you know, if I really wanted to shoot, I would have really done a good job if I was paying attention. But you know, it served its purpose.
Reminds me of when you see like a dog or a cat steal a GoPro.
Yeah.
They're just running around and it's always a great video and they have no idea what they're doing.
That's exactly.
Well done, George.
That's exactly what it was. But anyway, a couple blocks west of there, or several blocks west out of harm's way, there's a place that opened up called Euphoria Kitchen and Cocktails. Are you hip to this place?
Nope.
It's the city's first cannabis infused restaurant.
Oh, I did hear something about this.
And cannabis isn't, you know, it's not legal to do this just yet. So it's a club. It's a club with a membership. So if you go there to have a meal, it's $25 for the night for you, or $150 a year. You can join the club, but that's how it has to work. And you sign some kind of waiver. It's, you know, you have to make sure you're legal. But we just did, and they just got their first review from St. Louis Magazine. I had a long line of people volunteering to do that one.
Yeah.
And we just published it the other day, but it's very fascinating. And I thought, you know, this is just something and the food will probably just be average. It's just, you know, just a shtick for just to open a business. And the food's really, really good there.
See, I am a cannabis fan. I'm open and honest about that. It has helped my anxiety a great deal, but I hate the smell. I hate the taste, much like alcohol. Mm-hmm. I don't want to taste any alcohol in my drink, and I don't want to taste any cannabis in my food.
And I thought that there was, you know, I've dabbled a little bit, and there's always a little telltale, even if they say, oh, no, we've got it disguised with real, you know, wild strawberries and raspberry. No, it's still there, but apparently the technology and the science has gotten to the point where you don't taste it as much anymore, if at all. And apparently there's no taste, according to this reviewer. And what's interesting about this place is, you know, I thought, how do they regulate it? You know, your tolerance is going to be a whole lot different than mine. And how do you figure it out? And they basically sell all the food untainted, untouched. So you go ahead and add according to what you want to add.
Interesting.
And I think it's 2.5 grams for $10 extra, which is pretty expensive because, I mean, some of those baseline gummies are 5 grams, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you don't know, Dave. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Dave's like, I think maybe, I don't know, I heard.
So anyway, it can get, you know, it can, and all the additions are in like can of butter and infused olive oil and a sauce.
Okay.
And so they, you want that, and you get a ladle or you get two ladles, and that's how they do it.
Smart.
But I did learn that their cocktails are really good too. There's no alcohol in any of the cocktails, but there's liquid THC in there. Mm-hmm. And that is, I think, 10 grams in the cocktail,
so
which is a pretty good, you know, you have a cocktail and a little snacky. You're on your way there.
Yeah, don't get on the scooter.
And this is what's interesting that I didn't know. They encourage smoking, vaping. You know, you can do all that during, before, after. So it's like this big party going on in there. And I kind of feel like you do. I don't mind any of this stuff. But the smell, especially in a confined area, I wonder about that. But apparently they've got, you know, they've got filters ordered and all this other.
So is it a real membership? Like, you got to commit to this? Or is it more of a wink-wink membership?
Well, it's a wink-wink membership. But you have to, you know, I don't know all the legalities. But you've got to pay the $25 for the night, and you're a member, and $150 for the year. But I just think the whole, this is coming down the pike. So this is the first example, and I'm glad that the food's good. I'm glad it's working out. But the part that I didn't realize is it's a big party in there. And you know, there's pre-rolls, there's blunts, there's vapes, you name it, and it's happening in this place. So
I don't know your lingo, George, but
we're all confused.
But I'll look it up.
Dave's wink winking me.
You know, the day destroys the night.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, Alvin Reed coming up next. And then we're going to do a replay of the great DGS instant classic about the Muppets. That'll be about 4:40. Rach, what do you want to do?
We could do Flashback Friday.
Let's do it.
594 years ago, ooh, in 1431, we're flashing way back.
I remember that.
19-year-old Joan of Arc was burned at the stake in France after being found guilty on charges of sorcery and heresy.
Sorcery.
Isn't it crazy that, as a glamour witch, that you say burned at the stake and you just go, okay. They roasted her.
Yeah.
Like people watched as she screamed and skin sloughed off her body. Like, what's wrong with people?
And a lot of them probably cheered.
Yeah, how did you not immediately put her out and go, we're so sorry. Yeah. We thought this would be way cooler than it was.
We were way worse back in the day.
Yeah.
We're bad now, but we were way worse.
103 years ago in 1922, the Lincoln Memorial was dedicated in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
67 years ago in 1958, the remains of two unidentified American servicemen killed in action during World War II and the Korean War, respectively, were buried at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington National Cemetery.
Yeah, I need to see that. Have you ever been to JB, to Jefferson Barracks? Mm-hmm. I know we did the... You ever been to the cemetery side of it, though?
I don't think so.
Oh, man. Just as far as you can see, the white crosses. Mm. It's really something. It's not as big as Arlington, but it's pretty close.
57 years ago, in 1968, the Beatles began recording the White Album. Biggest hits were Back in the USSR, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, Birthday, and Helter Skelter. It's probably my favorite Beatles album.
And evidently, it was their least because they were fighting. That's right before they broke up. Yeah. Ringo famously quit, and then they covered his drum set in flowers, and he came back.
That's cute.
But most of the tunes from that album were not done with the four of them. Like, several of them were done with just Paul and Ringo, for example.
22 years ago in 2003, Pixar released Finding Nemo. It went on to win the Oscar for Best Animated Feature.
When? How long ago?
22 years ago.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
One more for you. 17 years ago in 2008, the Sex and the City movie was released. And then they had like two more movies, I think.
Isn't it?
And then they have the third series of And Just Like That.
Yeah.
So they're still going strong over there, Sarah Jessica Parker and
good
company.
Good for them. Yeah.
Yeah. Totally saw none of those episodes.
Yeah, I saw most of them.
Did you?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.